not yet available on iTunes.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here. And by the way, you should visit our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are free. Continue with your calls. That is, that's what the show's about. Let's go back to Ashley in Ohio on the AMP line. Now, Ashley, you were telling us, because we were talking a few moments ago about ways to save money on gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling us that one of the things that's going to cost you quite a bit of money here is a ticket or a couple of tickets you were written recently for, what was it, speeding and running red lights or something?
Yeah, two running red lights and one speeding.
And what was it, almost $300 in fines, citations?
Each red light was $95, and then the speeding was $105.
Okay, so yeah, around $300. And yep. You decided that you're going to go through an alternative process that may result
right.
in the tickets being thrown out? Is
yeah.
that what happens to them? It's there's a website out there called Ticket Slayer. I am aware of them. I don't know, you know, how legitimate they are. There are people that claim that their process
right.
works. They claim their process works. In fact, they even claim, like, a money-back guarantee. So
right.
we'll find out here because you're going through their process. And we'll find out if what the process is actually works. Can you summarize, as you understand it, exactly how this works?
Well, I guess the main thing is the common law default, which is this method. And there's five steps to it, five documents. And basically, I guess, you know, since we are sovereign people, that we aren't, you know, technically under what's legitimate crimes, and, like, we're not, you know, slaves to the government. And so... when we go in there, I'm supposed to send this stuff in early so that the judge in my district can read it. And
mm-hmm.
supposedly, I guess, you know, like, based on the fact that he's supposed to uphold the Constitution, which we all obviously agree in, that he's going to have to dismiss it because he can't uphold the part of the Constitution that says that, you know, he can charge me with these crimes when I'm not literally under his jurisdiction as a person that I own myself.
So the basic concept, let me see if I'm following you here. You're pointing out is, and we've covered this idea a lot on
right,
this program,
right.
the idea is that governments do not own you. That if governments exist, they were created by people. And governments are really just a concept. It's really just an imaginary idea that a lot of people believe in. And so if you believe that the government controls you, well, that's one thing. But if you believe
mm-hmm.
that you're a sovereign individual, which is what you're claiming to be, a sovereign, which is the sovereign is a king, and the original idea here, in this country at least, was that we were breaking away from the king in the United Kingdom so that all of us could be the kings of our own dominion, whether that dominion
right.
is your just the piece of property that you own, the house that you live in, or, you know, if you don't have a house, the other stuff you have, like your car or whatever it
right.
is that you have
your
dominion
own
over.
Property.
Right. You are the sovereign of your own life. And so that's basically what
and
you're
we're
doing.
We're really far from that in this country now.
Oh, yeah, we are. But
yes,
it's steps like this, it's steps like Ashley are taking that I think are so critical and that we pay very, very close attention to and show people like Ashley as much support as we can, even though we're not there in Ohio to help back you up. And I think that, you know, this particular approach might be even more effective in New Hampshire, where you've got activists
mm-hmm.
standing behind you to help you out if the judge doesn't throw this out. We could all come to court,
for instance. I go through all my schooling here. I'm trying to become a nurse. I hope to bring myself and my fiance up there to New Hampshire. I know I'll have to deal with the cold and stuff, but I've dealt with worse weather, so it'll be really awesome.
Have you signed up for the Free State Project?
No, I have not.
Well, get up and if you're intending to go, you said you hope.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're intending to go, then, you know, it's a statement of intent. Sign up.
Yeah,
we need the extra two people.
Right, if you change your mind, no big
yeah.
deal. But, yeah, get both signatures on
okay.
there. Anyway, so back to what I was saying, the idea
okay.
is that since people created government, you can... anytime you want to, opt out of the government system and become that sovereign individual again. Because the way the government system works, as I understand it, is that they presume that you're under their so-called jurisdiction. Because in
right.
the world of legal land, if you don't say anything, that equates, you know, if they make a claim like, we own you, and you don't say anything, then that means that by default,
they own you.
Their claim is correct.
Yes.
So this is essentially you saying, no, you don't own me. I never agreed to your rules. I never agreed to this, though, of course, you do have a driver's license probably, so that might be another issue.
Yeah, but I talked to this guy all about that, and I'm so excited about all the steps that it would take to actually turn that in and that you can actually drive around without a license and go through all these steps again just to prove, you know, you guys can't do anything about it.
So he's
hoping I can do.
So he can help you actually reject your license or I guess send the license back into the state? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I guess he's an actual lawyer himself. He's done like 3,500 cases so far across the United States.
One of the good guys, huh?
Yeah, which is really great talking to him, too, because he heard about you guys and he liked your show. He's not like an amplifier or anything like myself, but... I talked all about you guys today to him, and I mean, he's just like, he's one of your guys' people up there in New Hampshire where, you know, he really cares about liberty, and it's so great to really talk to people like that.
He's in New Hampshire?
This is my first time calling into you guys.
He's New Hampshire-based?
Which is awesome.
Ashley?
No.
Okay. So no, it's pretty cool. I love this idea. I love the approach. Basically say, I'm a sovereign. I haven't agreed to any of your little rules. You can take your tickets and shove it. And you're filing paperwork that is going to be written in their language, I presume. That's,
exactly.
I mean, that's why you're paying
for it.
Yeah,
I looked at it. It's pretty awesome. Oh, and by the way, he sends it to you via email. So, like, you get it directly once you order it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Cool.
Which is really nice.
I figured that's good because... When I got the parking ticket here in Keene, I just sort of made something up based off of what someone else had sent.
Right,
and I don't know if it had all their legalese or the terms that really they really respond to. So maybe yours is even better crafted, and it should be interesting to see what happens to you. So the better crafted it is,
the more it's going to scare them.
Have you sent this in to them yet?
No, I just received it today, and I'm going to be sending it in tomorrow because my court date is June 15th.
Okay, so we'll know relatively soon then. So is it like you send this in, and then you give them a certain period of time in which to respond to you? How does that work?
Well, I guess they have to have it sent in within 27 days before your court date, and so what he told me to do was to ask for a postponement, which is, I guess, for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So add it on to since now whenever I call. So I'm going to be doing that, I guess, tomorrow and find out if I can postpone it. And since it's in two different districts, I'm going to be doing this twice. So we'll get to see if I can drop both.
Ashley, will you do us a favor and call back and let us know what happens here?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, and good luck. We appreciate it. Thank you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's people like Ashley that are going to make change happen in this country. People with that sort of level of courage... People who are willing to put it on
the
line.
Just the willingness to do it. It's not like she's really putting anything on the line.
She may try to take her car from her. Who knows what they'll do to her?
No, that doesn't. How are they going to do that over some tickets?
She doesn't pay the tickets, then they'll revoke her license.
But she's going to court, and they'll something will happen. You'll find out one way or the other whether she'll find out one way or the other whether she has to pay those tickets. I don't think that. I mean, she's not taking that big of a risk, and I'm glad.
Yeah.
I don't want her to have to take a risk. I think that it's good that she doesn't have to take one.
Right.
But anybody could do it because the risk isn't that large.
But if more people were to do what Ashley is doing, and in more situations, not just parking tickets or traffic tickets, but how about property taxes, a much bigger bill? I'll be getting a $2,500 property tax bill, probably, maybe even $2,800. I don't know what it's going to cost me this year. It's probably going up. I'll be getting a big property tax bill, and I would very much like to pay 40% or less of that.
I just got my property tax. Well, I didn't get my property tax bill. I got a threat from the local government saying that I hadn't paid my bill. They sent my bill to the previous owner. I just bought my land.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm...
So the bureaucrats effed up.
Right, they're threatening me with a lien on my property for them sending the bill elsewhere. I'm supposed to pay a bill I didn't get. I'm supposed to call you and beg you for a bill. I'm supposed to know when this bill is due. It's ludicrous. But... what I'm thinking about doing when I get my property taxes is, different towns are different.
Mm.
Here where we live in Keene, New Hampshire, they claim, so we hear, and who knows how this goes, but they claim that they don't take they don't confiscate property.
Yeah, but you don't live in Keene.
Right, I don't. And so that's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in, instead of not paying my taxes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to file suit against them.
Mm.
I'm going to file an injunction against them on the lien.
What will that cost?
A few bucks. Less than the $2,000 a year they want for me in property taxes.
Okay.
and besides, I'm interested in doing it, and I can write it off.
Oh, really?
sure, it's for the show, right? So I'm interested in it, and I'm going to ask them a bunch of sort of the Mark Stevens-type questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so this town of Westmoreland is a corporation, right? Who are the shareholders of the corporation? How did they purchase the shareholders? How did this corporation come about the assets that are the land? If you can take my property from me, if I don't pay you money, the asset must be your land. I mean, you must be renting it to me. So I'm going to ask a bunch of questions and try to find the information out, and I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. freetalklive.com is the place to go. Features on the site, we give away. So enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, and you'll find that it's all for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
If another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds, are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. You can see the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. If you want to get rid of that fat and for the summer and slim down, well, notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231, continuing with your calls about what you want. It's John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, John. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Are either of you gentlemen been lately charging anybody property tax?
Charging property
tax? No, I haven't been charging anyone property tax. No.
I could have sworn that I just heard somebody saying that they... referring to something as my property tax.
I should have known that.
That's a good point.
That's what you're suggesting. Yes.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
not
think
my
you
property,
have a property tax.
Tax.
I think that somebody has one that they want to force on you.
Yes, there are strangers who are going to send me an invoice that for services I'd never contracted for. How about that?
Yes, you know that that's been a pet peeve of mine since I moved to New Hampshire and found so many people not paying taxes. And I got real curious. I said, "Why do you keep saying my if you don't agree with this stuff?" So.
I like that.
It's a pet peeve, and when I hear it, I like to remind people all the time.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
That's
sure
part of the brainwashing, by the way.
I agree.
It gets us to think in these terms.
Totally is. That and the whole collectivist speak, include, you know, talking in terms of we did this and we do that.
Yep.
I'm glad you called in to call us on the carpet on that one.
Hey, can I touch on something else?
Please
do.
I've
been reading in the paper lately that this other group that's calling themselves libertarians may possibly be nominating a washed-up politician by the name of Bob Barr for their candidate.
Yeah, well,
little
it's a possibility.
On that with me, my first vote for president was for Ronald Reagan back when he used to say, government is not the answer to our problems, government is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that sounds like my kind of guy. I voted for him. And by the time he had served, you know, a couple of years, I said, he's not getting my vote next time.
Yep.
My next vote was for a gentleman called Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I voted almost completely libertarian on a presidential level. And a couple of years ago, I decided I'd definitely never, ever vote for a Democrat or a Republican again for president. And so if...
I'd have voted for Ron Paul. If he'd made it, I wouldn't necessarily shut someone out because of the party label after their name. If Ron Paul had made it onto the ballot, I'd have voted for him.
Pardon me. I misspoke. When I made that decision, I did say back then, a couple of years ago, unless somebody like Ron Paul ran. So I was amazed and enthused when he did run. With that, I've been frustrated on the national level and saying, you know, maybe I'm just going to... I'm not ready to quit voting yet. I'm kind of one of these guys that's really stuck in the middle between the political action and the civil the free market kind of stuff.
I'm ready to mostly quit voting. I'm kind of where you are, maybe just a little bit further towards the market-based activism. Like, I'm willing to go and vote for Mary Ruart, who is one of my favorite libertarian authors. She happens to be running for the libertarian presidential candidacy, and so if she gets the nomination, certainly I will go and vote for her. But, you know, if it's not someone who is absolutely outstanding like that, I really am going to have a tough time motivating myself.
Well, on a national level, that's one thing. When you talk about your vote for the President of the United States, you might as well vote for Mickey Mouse because it's never going to be separated by one vote. So, you know, from that level. But when you're talking about local politics where... it's sometimes a dozens of votes separate the winners and losers. Sometimes a dozen separate. It makes more sense to go and pay attention. I think, you know, on a national level, likely I'll vote for the Libertarian that's coming up. I hate them all. But the top three at least.
I could finish just by saying where I'm standing with this right now. I'm so frustrated with the national level. I'm starting to think that secession is the answer.
Of course.
And I'm thinking maybe when I go in and vote, I will never vote for anything above governor, Congress, or senator, or president. I'm not interested. I don't want to talk about Washington. And if the Libertarian Party nominates this guy Bob Barr, I will thank them for making it very easy not to vote at that level. Because
absolutely.
If there was a solid Libertarian, I would certainly be tempted.
Yeah, that
they
guy's
vote
a
for
joke.
Somebody like this guy, or or the other Democrat, the other washed-up politician.
Yeah, Mike Revelle.
They're not principled at all. And if the Libertarian Party has come to that, they've taken away my temptation to vote.
We'll see, man. It's been, you know, there's a lot of controversy out there on this, and the Libertarian Party is having its nomination procedures going on right now. It's, I guess, the convention is happening as we speak. So we'll know by the end of this weekend who the nominee has been. There have been some bad candidates up there before, and they've gone down in flames to the more principled candidates. So it's certainly possible they'll stick with their tradition and maybe nominate someone like a Mary Ruart or a Steve Cubby, in which case that'll be good news. But I'm with you, John, on this one. I feel the exact same way. Thank you for the call tonight, sir. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, like I say, I'm sort of in the middle. I understand where the non-voters are coming from, and I understand where the politicos are coming from, and I feel like I still have to reject the claim of the non-voters that voting is consent. I reject that claim because at no point did I consent. They say that if you vote, then that means that you consent to be ruled by whoever wins the contest.
I don't think that's true.
And no, I don't think that's true. It was never explicit.
Many times they'll suggest that voting is violence against your neighbor, and I say it's not. I say that the system's in place, and it's self-defense against the violence that is the system. So I understand where they're coming from when they say, you know, people have said, I'm not convinced that voting has any effect, and okay. No doubt. There's so many people out there voting, and then none of them have a right to tell me how to live my life. But they're doing it, and they're passing all kinds of onerous laws that have nothing to do with me hurting anyone else. So,
some people may go into the voter's booth thinking that, sure, it would be great if this candidate won so he could control others. Some people may think those things, but I don't. Those aren't the reasons that I would go and cast a vote. I would do it for the self-defense reason you gave. Not because I'm going to obey the state, but because I know others will. And if the state is demanding less of those people, then I can only see that as a good thing. I would never want to impose my vision on those people. And so I don't vote for... If I'm voting for a politician, if I'm voting for a candidate, it's not to endorse that particular candidate or that candidate's policies or anything like that necessarily.
It's mostly because I believe that candidate's going to do the most to shrink the size of government.
Or at very least do the least damage. So
I don't even like to look in that direction, the least damage, because then you're deciding what's more damaging than others. Is John McCain more damaging than Hillary? Well, John McCain's, more of a libertarian, if you look at the RLC's, list, than Hillary or Obama are. Absolutely.
That's true.
But
it would have to
Hillary
be
and Obama are likely to, they're more likely to end the war than John McCain is. I'm not saying that they're going to end it.
I'm still not saying
they're
much.
They're more likely.
I see where you're coming from.
Likely fewer Arabs are going to die in a senseless, unconstitutional war if Hillary or Obama get in than McCain. So then you're, I don't know. Help me choose between these three giant crap sandwiches.
I feel like I need to pick some sort of arbitrary number and decide, if they're 75% or more libertarian, then I would vote for them. They'd have to be qualified in order to receive a vote. But, man, I understand where those non-voters are coming from, and it seems like every day I get closer to being one. More coming up.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter amazon.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live will get a cut. We'll get a nice little percentage of the total sale. And it really, on virtually anything that you order, 41 categories to shop in, new items, used items, whatever you buy, we get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist in D.C., in the belly of the beast. On the implant.
Yes, I call it the pit of vipers.
Mm, yes.
I'm in the process of paying the taxi cab, so can I call you? Can you put me on hold for about 5 minutes?
We'll put
minutes?
You back on hold there. All right, we go to Frederick.
I don't want to disturb you or anything.
Frederick in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Frederick in Sweden. Hello there.
Yes. Hi.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my laptop.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. What's on your mind, sir,
yeah.
Frederick?
Anyway, I was watching the documentary Taking Liberties tonight. If you've seen it.
I don't think I have.
No, it's great. It's a good documentary, but the content is horrible. It's frightening.
The what is horrible?
I think he's frightened by the content.
Oh, the content.
The taking of liberties.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
Is this the one about the UK or the United States?
No, it's mostly about the UK, but okay. Some of it is about the United States also.
Okay, go ahead.
And afterwards, a friend of mine, he said that we started talking about, the police state and police violence, and he sent me an address, cato.org/raidmap. Have you seen that?
It's cato.org/raidmaps?
Raidmap.
Yeah, I think that's
R-A-I-D-M-A-P.
Yeah, that's Radley Balco and the Agitator. He's the one that put that together. It's the map of the United States with all the push pins that show where all the raids have been.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
It's pretty stunning, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I have to talk about.
Very good. So the recommendation was for a movie called, what was it?
Taking
Liberties.
Taking Liberties.
About,
is it? Can you get it on Google Video or something?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Frederick, for the call tonight. I appreciate the tip. I know that many of our listeners and our viewers online are always looking for new content to consume. So there you go. 800-259-9231. We continue here with your calls. It's Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, I have two things, and because I know Dean is patiently back on hold, I'll try to make it as quick as possible.
Okay.
The first thing I want to discuss, of course, was the lady, I guess, a while back was talking about getting out of a speeding ticket and various moving violation infractions.
Right.
Using that system. I have, logically, in my mind, I have one hurdle I can't get over.
Okay.
And that is, how do you go to a judge and claim you're out of a system after
is that the
fact?
After the fact of what? Signing a driver's
admitting
license?
Admitting the crime.
I don't know if she's admitting to the
crime. How about this? Instead of getting out of the system, and I'm not proposing that's the case. I don't know about this system and getting out of it and that kind of thing. But doesn't the Constitution allow you to face your accuser?
The accuser is the cop that pulled you over, and usually he shows up.
No, he's not. The person
it's not his name on the...
It's the person who's harmed. You know, you where's
the
state. Injured party here?
Financially speaking, it's the city.
How is
and
the city injured by you? How is the city injured by you going through a stoplight?
You've agreed to obey by carrying this little thing called the driver's license. You've signed away a little waiver saying that you will abide by all laws, which I know is a big farce anyway, because that would mean you'd have to memorize all of the laws beaten back.
Okay,
sure, which would mean that would make that an invalid contract.
That's one really great point. The second point is, how do you live in today's society without driving a vehicle? Do you think that maybe, this thing where you signed that you'll obey a bunch of laws that you don't know is signed under duress?
No, you have the option not to sign the waiver.
Oh, sure. You could encase your feet in concrete and stay in the exact same spot that you're planted. You could, ask your mom to come feed you food and spoon. But a person has the right to travel. And the second thing is, when did the government buy the roads?
When we paid for it.
Who's we?
They didn't buy the roads. They seized them.
Well, they fleeced them from the taxpayers, and that's when I say we, I say the taxpayers. The people who are willing to pay into the system paid for the roads. At least that's what everybody is claiming.
Well, if an armed robber steals your money from you and uses it to buy something, does he legitimately own that thing that he purchased with your stolen money? Did you give him your consent by handing him your wallet while he pointed a gun at you?
No.
Okay, well, the city armed robbed you, and just because somebody didn't, didn't raise a stink, didn't take up a full-page ad saying, the city robbed me, pointing out that the city took their money under duress, they did. They threatened to take your property away by by doing so. You know, just because an armed robber doesn't shoot you in your frickin' head doesn't mean that you weren't robbed. And just because the city doesn't come and take your house away doesn't mean you weren't robbed. The very threat that they use is robbery. They use coercion. The city doesn't own the roads because most of the roads, at least, you know, in some places, most of the roads were there already. And they paved over them and that kind of thing. I don't think the city has the right to tell you these, you know, these sorts of things. There's all kinds of problems with the government paradigm. In legitimacy.
I see the point. I do see the point. The second thought that I had is really alarms me as far as where we're going in society, as far as the government taking over things that they really don't have any business in, which is pretty much everything, but in specific terms, the Internet. Make a long story short, there was a blog posting about a young lady that was doing some microblogging, whatever, and was
what the hell is
harassed.
Microblogging?
Microblogging is instead of talking about things you've done in the past, days past, you have the option on certain sites, and the one that was brought up was called Twitter. You can blog about what you're doing right at a specific moment.
Like, that's riveting.
You can get on the site and say, "Well, right now I am co-hosting Free Talk Live." And post it up for the world to see.
Okay.
Well, this lady had been a patron of this particular website for a good while and was being harassed by another patron of the service. And when she brought it to the attention of the owners of the site, pointing out, of course, that this person in question was violating their terms of service that they laid out, they came back with, "Well, we are not going to take action because we are afraid that they, the person that they would take action on, would sue them."
Mm.
And I found that really disturbing that, you know, now we've gotten to the point now where the government's gotten so far in, you know, the claws are reaching so far into the what's going on the Internet that people are afraid to do anything. Because they're afraid
sued.
That they will get sued.
Well, yeah. I think that's more a failing in our judicial system in the sense that...
it's not loser pays.
Yeah, loser pays would really solve that problem because if the guy did bring suit and a jury of our peers...
Laughed him out.
Decided, well, you violated the terms of service, you jackball. Get out of here and pay for this Twitter's legal fees and you can pay your own.
Right.
Get out of here.
People would bring a whole lot less lawsuits if they had to pay if they failed. Thanks for the call, Bill. More coming up. You take control. We'll try Gene again and take your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati. Elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, InterKnobs.com, or you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. It's Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp line. Hello, Gene.
Hello, I'm in the pit of vipers.
D.C.
I call this the pit of vipers. Yeah,
yes.
I ain't talking about the crime either on the streets.
So what's going on, man? Why are you in D.C.?
Oh, we just wanted to go somewhere over the weekend, and we figured, personally, I've only been here once before, and that was like 35 years ago. My wife and son have never been here, so we figured we'd stop and see what all the hubbub is about here, and probably going to go spend one day at the Air and Space Museum and the next day just monument hopping, and then we head home.
Well, okay. I'll tell you, everything at the Smithsonian is awesome. So, you know, whether it's just the Air and Space Museum or whether you go to the, I think there's seven Smithsonians right there in D.C., plus there's the zoo. It's D.C. is a great town. Unfortunately, it's financed largely by stolen money. But
I don't like it. Everywhere you walk, there's a damn government building.
Well, Ian, the only thing you've done there. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gene.
It's the finest museums the stolen money can buy.
That's absolutely true.
So why'd you call tonight, Gene?
Well, I just wanted to say hi from D.C. and let you know that I'm in here. So if a nuke goes off this weekend, you'll know that I'm gone.
All right, man. I hope you make it out in one piece. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Good luck. 800-259-9231. We go to Tom in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind?
I'd love to hear you guys talk. I can't even think of all the different things I'd like to talk about.
Well, we're here 6 nights a week, so think of something. You can always call back.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about, you talk about, you know, what government and licensing and whatnot. And like, I always, you know, when you build a house, I live in Fort Lauderdale, and, you know, you have to get permits to put additions on your house and permits to build your house and whatnot. You know, if you start thinking about it just on a common sense basis, the guy comes and they show up and you're required to do this, required to do that, and you got to pay all these fees.
Mm-hmm.
And they come and they say, you got to put your roof on this way and do your plumbing this way. But, you know, if you say to them, oh, this is great, you know, we must have some kind of a contract here because you're providing me supposedly a service. I'm giving you a fee. Now, when this plumbing goes bad, can I call you, you know, the city? They'll look at you and say, absolutely not.
No.
Say, well, my roof blows off in a hurricane. Now, I put the proper clips on. I did the trusses right. Now, when it blows off, now, since we got some kind of a deal going here, when that roof flies off, I call you, right? And they go, no, we have nothing to do with it.
No.
You start scratching your head and you go, this must be nothing more than a stick-up because I'm handing you money. You're telling me I got to do all this stuff. If I don't comply, you'll start heaping liens on my house, ultimately losing the loss, well, the loss of my property.
It's not even just a stick up. Don't forget that it's a scam by the you know, all these construction companies, whether it's insulation or the you know, the roofing tile people or whomever it is.
Yeah.
They've got their lobbyists who are up in Tallahassee, you know, saying, "Hey, look, we got to have you know, roofs that can handle 140 mile an hour winds." You saw what happened with Andrew. Forget that Andrew was the storm of the century. You know, so it could happen in once in 100 years. Why does your home need to be able to withstand Andrew? If you come, if Andrew comes, leave. You know?
No, it's a big racket. In addition to being a stick-up. Yes.
And but there's actually no liability on their part.
No, not a bit.
Because, I mean, if someone comes to you and demands and basically tells you you need to pay them a fee because they're going to provide you a service, then ultimately there has to be a backup to it. Like I literally say, when my roof flies off and hits my neighbor's house, I call you, right, city? And they go, no, your neighbor and your insurance will handle all that. And you're going, well, then what kind of a deal have we got?
Yeah, what service are you providing exactly? What is it that you're providing?
For all your mandates, what's the reason?
Yeah, they're providing nothing for you. They're basically holding a gun to your head and telling you you got to pay us. And don't call us if you have any trouble because we're not providing a service. If you actually talk to them long enough, there is no service being provided.
Yeah, you know, the gun to the head analogy really angers my wife. She doesn't like it because, and probably a superior analogy, although it's not as succinct, and that's a real problem, is like the guy who goes into the bank and sticks his finger, you know, through the coat and says, "Give me the money." You know, he's making an implied threat. He's not making an overt threat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't club you right then.
No, but they will damn sure club you.
Yeah.
Try building that house and, you know, not going through the steps that they say that you need to go through.
Well, everything in the very end, if you carry it to its ultimate, is backed up by physical and lethal violence.
Yep. There is.
That's the only way the government can force enforce their will. That's all they know how to do.
Yeah, and it just usually it goes to show that it's a bad idea because if you can't get people to purchase your product or service, whatever it is, and there are some products and services that the government offers, education would be one of them, but if you can't get people to purchase that on a voluntary basis, then your product sucks and it's not worth it. That's why you have to force people to buy it. That's why you have to force people to fund your efforts, because your ideas are bad. Maybe they are good ideas, in which case, take it into the marketplace like the rest of us do and offer it on a competitive free market basis.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say. Government is nothing more than men and women forcing you to do business with them at the point of a gun.
Yeah,
that's all
they are.
That's all it's ever been, and that's all it ever will be, whether it's a small group of people pointing guns at you or threatening you, or a very large group of people, whether that group of people lives down the street, whether they live across the state, or whether they live 2,000 miles away, it's all the same, isn't it?
Yep. Can I mention something else?
Sure.
There is a guy in Canada that I found on the Internet, and he's got a website called thinkfree.ca.
Robert Menard.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Robert Menard. We've had him on the show.
Oh, you did? Okay, then you know what I'm talking about. That guy's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You can actually listen to the interview if you go to, what is it,
guests.freetalklive.com. You have to look for his picture. They're in alphabetical order, so you can actually hear our interview with him. And, of course, have you seen any of his videos yet?
Yes. Magnificent Deception.
And then there's also Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception, which both are very interesting, very intriguing, certainly mind-opening. I love them. I thought they were just fantastic, and they're available free through his website at thinkfree.ca, and I think thinkfree.ca, rather. And I think they just launched a new forum over there, too, so lots of discussion of these types of things, the whole opting out of the system, sovereign individuals, living as a free man instead of a government serf.
Yeah, free man upon the land. I think the most phenomenal thing when I watched him, because he's quite good at his delivery, because he's a stand-up comedian as well as, I guess, a mason. I mean, a bricklayer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting character. He says that whenever they bring him up on the police computers and the squad cars, it says, Mr. Menard is a free man upon the land, not subject to any statutes or acts without the express written permission from the Attorney General of Canada. You ever see that?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds ludicrous to me, but I'm interested in I wish him all the best. And
he's
all
still
that
out there
stuff.
Tooling around doing his stuff.
He uses notary publics and he puts everybody on notice.
Right, he sends paperwork to the government, basically stating his position and noticing them that he is no longer part of their society, and he's instead part of the Society of Freemen, a free and voluntary society, as opposed to the coercive society that most people are a part of. And there's a lot of legal mumbo jumbo to go along with that. He writes it in the legal terminology that they can understand. And it's really interesting, and most of his stuff, what I really love about Robert Menard, and the reason I brought him on the show, was because he does give away most of his stuff. A lot of these...
At least you don't take a risk.
Right, a lot of these websites out there that you'll come across that consider themselves part of the Patriot community, so-called, I like what Mark Stevens says about them. He calls them the Patriots, P-A-Y-T-R-I-O-T, in that they charge hundreds and hundreds of dollars for some obscure secret paperwork or, the secret to getting out of the income tax system, whereas Robert Menard puts it all pretty much right there on his website. He does ask for donations, and he does have a couple of things that he will sell. But his videos are 2 hours long apiece, and those are free, and they're packed chock full of, I think, really valuable and eye-opening information. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's a great excuse to talk about him and what he's doing.
Well, if you send a letter to a public official, and you basically state a series of facts, and you ask them to refute it using substantive law, fact and evidence.
They're either going to ignore you or they're going to write back some nonsense. And that's what's happened to me so far.
They mostly can't respond.
Right.
You give them 30 days.
Well, because if they do respond, then it'll show them for being what they are, and that is a group of criminals. I wish we had more time, Tom. Hour 3 is coming up. Thank you for the call. We'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...
Anything.